Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprints.com. That's geneticvoiceprints.com or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
This is Sister Nikki Harris. And this is our choir.
Someone's in need of a prayer today. Have you done your part? Someone's in despair this day. Have you prayed from your heart? So many are trying to find their way, and they need.
Sustain them and affect. Person who's needing it right now will set you free. Bearing in mind, prayer is a shift in consciousness. It's a movement in consciousness. It's not asking for what is missing, because nothing is missing. Everything is right here, right now. It's a shift in consciousness, so that you align with what is already true. So yes, somebody needs a prayer. And you shift your consciousness to welcome the answer. They won't know what hit them. Yes, when you shift your consciousness, and you move in consciousness, law of attraction will do what it needs to do. People won't even know what hits them. They just start feeling much better than they did. They start tapping into inspiration. They start feeling good. They start seeing life differently.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That's what it is. It is about being the change we want to see. And when you become that change, people won't know what hits them. You won't even know what hit you. It will set you free. You'll create the life that you want. So when you're feeling in bondage, you realize that, oh, I need to pray. I need to shift in consciousness. I need to move. That's the agape choir reminding us someone needs a prayer. Will you be the deliverer of the prayer? So that you can be the change you want to see? So that you can work in alignment with the law of attraction? Agape Choir, you can find out more about them by going to their website, not that one yet. AgapeLive.com, AgapeLive.com. You can find out more about Agape International Spiritual Center, the choir, the services, and all the great things that they're doing. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. I want to take this time to wish you happy Mother's Day. No, I don't need to say belated Mother's Day because every day is a Mother's Day. Every day we celebrate mothers. Every day we celebrate the mothering spirit. Not the smothering with an S, smothering spirit, but the mothering spirit. We are happy Mother's Day to fathers who have to be mothers for their children. Happy Mother's Day to men who had to mother their niece and nephew, cousins and whatever. Happy Mother's Day to the world, because we are all here making a difference. And when we learn to honor and acknowledge who and what we are fully, we can really flow with the law of attraction. We just keep allowing and keep allowing. I hope you guys are getting the hint, because today we want to talk about what is law of attraction. But before we do that, I welcome you all, those of you in the chat room, those of you listening on the phone line. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have Awakening Heart, Betty Pegues is in the house. Michael, producer, Glowing Gooch, Tanya is in the house. Kamau, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Mrs. Doug Rescuer, welcome, welcome. Notably, Niecy's in the house. Ocean Diva. Ooh, I hear dolphins. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And Joyful Tamara Joy. And those of you listening on the phone line, I see Glenda, I see Lori. You know I love you, Lori. I see Celeste. Everybody's there. Thank you, thank you. The number is 347-426-3346. And before we go into all that, just an inspiration here. Here's an inspiration from Daily Thoughts from the Hill, from my church home, which is Hillside International Truth Center, down here, up here, in the middle here, wherever here is, all over the place here, in Atlanta, Georgia. And the Daily Thought from the Hill today, well, not today's day, but that what I'm sharing today, is I follow the path of the heart. I follow the path of the heart. We know we are following the path of the heart when we are connected to our passion. We may work in a job that compensates us with a large salary and an impressive benefit package. However, if the job does not bring with it joy, we are living without divine fulfillment. The path of the heart is one filled with joy, love, and excitement. When we follow the path of the heart, we connect to that which we truly love. Our living becomes effortless. Each day we awake, we are enthusiastic about life and our day's journey. When we follow the path of our heart, we are fully connected to spirit. I follow the path of my heart. I allow my heart to lead me to my perfect good. The path of my heart is the path that makes me feel alive, on purpose and fully connected to spirit. The path of my heart is the path that makes me feel alive, on purpose and fully connected to spirit. The path of my heart is the path that God has designed for me. Thank you, loving me, through me, as me, in the name of Jesus, the Christ, the Christ consciousness. We know that all is well, it is done, so be it, so we let it be. Are you following your heart? If not, what is blocking you? And when I ask the question, I want you to just be new today. I want you to be different. That the questions I'm going to throw at you, because there's so many coming from wherever they come from. Sometimes they're coming from you because you don't want to say it loud, and I'll catch it and I'll throw it back at you. Listen, are you following your heart? Listen to the question and answer from your heart, not from the head. Because, ooh, the head would get you tricked. But if you want to do that too, that's good. Until you don't. But really answering from that place of truth. If you want to find out more about Hillside International Truth Center, you can go to hillsidechapel.org. Hillsidechapel.org. It's the home of Reverend Bishop, the Right Reverend Bishop, Reverend Barbara Louis King. Today we are talking about the law of attraction. What is it? What is the law of attraction? We've heard it. We talk about it. We share with people who don't even know what it means. We explain it to them. And we have all kind of tools. Vision board. We have affirmations. We have Abraham gives us rampage of appreciation. The focus wheel. But sometimes with all these tools, despite these tools, we sometimes can't seem to create what we want, what we desire. There's always something missing. We still find ourselves being unhappy. We find ourselves being lonely. We find what we want to be just that one step ahead of us. We're almost there, but it's not there. We have that feeling of not enoughness hanging around. We have that low self-esteem hanging around, even though sometimes when we look outside of ourselves, we say we're supposed to feel good and we're focusing, we're affirming, we're knowing, we're praying, but somehow we're not feeling that sense of fulfillment. Well, the question is, what is blocking your ability to manifest what you want today? What is blocking your ability to manifest what you want today? Why isn't the law of attraction working for you? You know, because it says what you focus on, you get more of. You put it on a vision board, you look at it, you get it. But why is it not happening if it's that simple? Where in your life do you need to shift? I'm taking your calls. I'm taking your questions today, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Bring your questions today. What is it? Where is that part of your life that you're struggling with? You're struggling, and, you know, maybe some parts of your life is just fine, but there's another part, you know, I guess I shouldn't complain. I'm just going to pretend. Hopefully it'll get better. What is blocking you? Are you having challenges in your physical, your physical well-being, your health? You know, are you finding struggle? You keep having this recurring headache, or there's a pain, or maybe something's going on, and they keep telling you they can't find anything, but you know you're feeling the pain, and you're wondering what it is. You're struggling. Maybe you find yourself in a toxic relationship. Somehow you can't get away from this person. You try everything. You pray them away. You love them away. You cuss them away. You bless them away. But they still keep showing up in your life. And you say, God, but why? You know, you want God to just wipe them out of your life. But you're like, oh, that's a bit strong. I can do that. 347-426-3346. I got your answer for you if you're willing to jump in this ring, this ocean of devotion, this consciousness where answers are just seeking to be birthed. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Make sure you do that because that will make a big difference. Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. And other things that I just want to throw at you, as you follow the show, and make sure you, you know, we invite you and ask you nicely, lovingly, to share the show with your friends and family, follow the show, put it on Facebook, like the page. There's so many things you can do to spread the word so that we become the change we want to see, creating the space for people to grow, to tap into what lies within them. So law of attraction, what is it? We hear about law of attraction. It's real simple. Law of attraction is that source energy that supports whatever it is you're creating. Whatever you focus on, it supports you. Real that simple. It's really that simple. There is an energy, there's this thought form, energy form, this in the ethers. It's like a clay that is waiting to be molded by you. And we mold it through our thoughts, through our emotions. So when you look at your life is simply reflecting to you what you are creating, what you are molding, how you are using your thoughts. So no matter who is in your life right now, if they're blessing you or causing you drama, you are creating that. Today to now, I like to call it to now and today, we are creating a whole new way of being. We're downloading, we're shifting in consciousness to really applying the spiritual principles in our lives. The number is 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad with your questions, bring your questions, and help you break through the illusions, the things that you might be struggling with, and you think, well, I don't know, call in. We'll help you get through it. And law of attraction is everywhere. It is everywhere. It didn't start before the secret. When the secret came out, it's always been. We've always used it. You know, you can check in right now what you're creating. How are you feeling about where you are? How do you feel right now? Because the better you feel, the more you're allowing. And when we talk about allowing the source energy or disallowing, let me break that down for you a little bit here. See, we are one with the one. We are one with the source energy. We're not disconnected. We're not disconnected. But through thoughts, through experiences, through things that we read in newspapers and what we see on the television, through entertainment, through music, we've allowed ourselves to be conditioned that we are separated from the source energy, from God, from truth, from law of attraction. So the song said, somebody needs a prayer today. We were taught that prayer is something that you do, that you besiege God and beg, and hopefully God would hear your prayer. Can you imagine a kind of God where two teams are playing and they're both praying to win? And whose prayer is God going to answer? How does God answer prayer? Why does one team wins and one doesn't? God don't need prayer. We do. And prayer is really for us, because prayer, as I said at the beginning of the show, is a shift in consciousness. It's a movement in consciousness. So in the case of the football teams or whatever team, but sport team, the ones that win are the ones that are tuned in into the source energy, and they're focused on what they want. And they're saying, no matter what, we are going to do this. So when the Lakers go home, great. Because somebody else is learning to use that energy to get what they want. I'm not really a basketball fan. Well, I'm actually a basketball fan to some extent. I'm not deep into it. So you can save your Lakers questions. Sorry, Nisi. You can save all that sports question. However, what I'm dealing with today is you. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. What are you struggling with today? Do you feel emotionally imbalanced? Are you finding that, well, do you have this sort of back and forth with your passion? Are you struggling with following your heart? Are you struggling to live your dreams? Are you trying everything, but you're not quite there? You're getting distracted, because distraction allows you to see who you're really being. Instead of being, oh yeah, I know I'm supposed to do that, I'm just being distracted. No. The distraction is actually a gift if you're willing and ready to look at it. The distraction is a gift if you're willing and ready to look at it. Because the things that you push away from, you attract more of. When we talk about law of attraction, law of attraction is that. There's an attraction when you see something beautiful. There's an attraction when you see something that's less than beautiful in your eyes. Wherever you send your energy, law of attraction will just come in and embrace that thought. And we create through thoughts. We create through action. We create through our emotions. So our life is the way it is based on what we are summoning, based on what Abraham calls the rocket of desire. So what you're living right now is an effect of a cause in the past. So maybe areas of your life right now, you're kind of like, you know, there's a great improvement in my life because I remember what it was like last month, last year. I remember, ooh, it wasn't like this, but my life is better. It's looking good. Great. But you know what? Law of attraction makes no judgment or criticism of your choice. Source energy doesn't judge your choice. So if your life is better than it used to be last week, last night, last year, there's always more. There is always more. The question is, are you willing to go to this universal all-you-can-eat kitchen where whatever you want is right there? Now, on a human level, we're dealing with time and space. So sometimes when we put the vision board up there and we look at it every morning, when we do our affirmation, when we do our thank you box, there's so many things that's out there, so many tools. When we go on rampage of appreciation, and then we're like, okay, I feel good, but I still don't have what I want. Okay, this 2 days ago, I was doing rampage of appreciation. I was working on the focus wheel. I was really, you know, just doing all these things, feeling good, but I don't really see a shift. Well, that itself is your answer. I don't see a shift is your answer. You have to see the shift for the shift to happen. And now when I say see, not just with your physical eyes, but with your inner eyes, with your energy. So you recognize that even though the external circumstances still looks the same, you are beholding something completely different. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. I'm taking your questions. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Let's take a call. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade, and this is 702 Las Vegas, I think that's the area code. What's your name?
Blessings of the day. This is Niecy calling. I'm calling out of Los Angeles, but it's just 702
right. Hey.
Can you hear me well?
I can hear you well.
Okay, good. Oh, my goodness. You pretty much answered the question that I had with the last statement. And I find that I've been somewhat struggling with a particular person who I'm close to. And I've been attempting, I'm just going to say, I've been attempting to find what it is in me that's attracting the energy that I find so negative about the person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm struggling with this, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Walk in love, Niecy, walk in love, so that my reactions or how I think in regard to the person when they come around, that it can be a peaceful and loving atmosphere.
Right,
and
right.
So each and every time I'm challenged with who I'm trying to be, just who I am in general. Mm-hmm. So who I am, so I'm saying, well, who am I that this keeps coming up for me with this person? Who am I? What is there that I need to change? And when you said to actually see it, I said, ah, ha, ha. Not with the physical I mean, that was the physical eye, but beyond what is physical,
to bring
it into fruition.
Yes.
So I've been struggling with this. So I guess this morning I'm going to claim that I'm not struggling with it anymore, and that I see it for what it is, to so that it becomes what it can be or what it already is, but just learning from that experience.
Yes, yes. And I love how you're doing the work on yourself already. So because when you said, I've been struggling, I get it. But law of attraction is neutral. What you just did now, you created more of the struggle because you now just gave birth. I mean, that was so emotional. And it's real. But here's the thing. Don't make that mean anything, but just, okay, if I went there because it's real. That was the honest truth. What you're sharing, it's not just happening with you. It's happening for all of us. We may not always bring it up. But then when you said, I'm just going to affirm that I am not struggling. So when you, I am is not struggling, there's still struggle in that. So I am is still creating more struggle. But here's the thing. Let's really break this down. Let's make it real, really simple. So you said a negative thing that you're getting from somebody else. Put a word. What is that negative energy? What does it look? How would you describe it? What would
how
you call that
describe?
Negative energy? Yeah. Is it anger? Is it hate coming at you? Are they being mean? Or are they being judgmental? What is it? Give it another word rather than negative energy. What's behind the negative energy?
Wow. It's just a lot of things, and I think it culminates from this. I've been pretty much dealing with it for a number of years, and here recently, you know, with the work that I'm doing in my life, and we're healing certain parts of my life. Let's call it healing.
Well, let's call it healing. But before we do that, in order to heal, before we jump into healing, we got to see what it is so we can see the wholeness of it, because that's what healing is. You want to see the wholeness, but don't just call it healing without actually seeing the whole. So what I'm saying, do you get in an argument with this person? Do they call you names? I mean, when you break it down, sometimes we got to really see it for what it is. So they call you names. They have a way of pushing the right button. You go and do your spiritual work, and you come back and you say, ah, great, all the buttons are deactivated. I am whole, healthy, and complete. And they're like, ah, not. You set you
right,
up again.
Right.
So here's the thing. Nothing is happening in your world that you haven't attracted on some level. You get that. I know you do. But here's the thing. Your work is to look at, so there's many ways you can do it, but we're going to do this one at a time. Your work is to look at what is coming at you. Now, this is the hero's journey. You can look at what's coming at you and ask yourself, which part of that is you? Not the part of you that's attracting it. That you have that same way of being within your own self, using your own energy. That you're like that to other people or to yourself. So when you look at what this person is doing to you, you recognize it because that part, that energy, is a representation of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you look at it, you think, okay, look at what that person is doing to you. When you feel for yourself that maybe you show up for others like that, maybe you have a way of pushing other people's button, or maybe you push your own button. What does that feel like? In being real, not trying to be spiritual or nothing, just being real, that what you see is a reflection of you. What does that bring up for you?
I'm seeing that I'm trying to figure out what it is that I'm attracting, or what kind of energy I'm putting out.
Right, no, you already know what you're attracting because you're experiencing it. The answer is in the question. The answer is always present. What you're attracting is that negative energy. But I say to you, if you use the statement, I am that. You are that. If you sit with them and say, that negative energy, I am that, what does that bring up for you?
Wow. Because when you said that, it just brought up every, like every time I get a phone call from this person or I know that they're coming to visit, I brace myself with that with the negative energy flowing in my mind saying, okay, get ready for what's about to happen.
Right,
because
stop right there.
It's not going to be good.
Just
automatically I say it in my head, okay, mm-hmm. Let me get ready for the negative energy that's about to come instead of saying in my head, let me get ready for the loving energy that's about to come. Wow.
So you actually creating it, as we know you are. But see, the thing that we call the negative or what we don't like as spiritual people, spiritual beings, those of us, we don't want to see that we're attracting that because we judge that negative energy. So but when you step in a place of empowerment and say, wait a minute, yeah, when I get a call, I instantly create that scenario. And they are lovingly being the vessel to bring forth what you've been asking for.
Right.
So right now, you have an opportunity to use your power to change that. What? First of all, start loving the part of you that that person reflects for you. Understand that you're both a saint and a sinner. We all make mistakes. We all fall down. And the person, let's just kind of externalize a little bit. The person is doing what they're doing because that's all they know to do. But what you are doing is feeding that energy when you fertilize it with your thoughts and emotion. Get ready for what's about to happen because it's not going to be good. And the universe said, yes, ma'am, your order is coming right up.
Yes.
So, you got it?
Yes, I can see where I'm passing judgment because the person is not being who I think they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. There you go.
Wow. Yeah.
So your judgment, that judgmental energy is coming back to you through that person. You can't judge one. You can't judge another without you experiencing the effect of that judgment. So now you don't have to be judgmental about your own judgment. You can be compassionate with yourself and say, wow, I have been miscreating, if you will. I have been disallowing my energy. So now you know what to do. Even though you've been judgmental about this person, you can still love yourself. That is real love. Loving oneself when you're in the funk. It's easy to love ourselves when things are going right. Got it?
Got it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Nisi. Thank you. I know you're a great student and you've aced it already. You've already created a whole new reality right now. In this conversation, you've created a whole new reality. Just remember this moment now. Compassion. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. I'm taking your calls on Life Conversations and Law of Attraction and the struggles and the challenges that you're having. Let's see. Let's take another call. We got... This is a 240 area code. Is that Virginia? I wonder if it's my brother or not. 240 area code.
Ade?
Yes, it is. Dunwolf. How
this
are you doing?
Dunwolf. Feeling pretty good.
Yes.
The last caller struck a chord of interest in me. Mm-hmm. What I was wanted to ask her, what I was listening to was her not telling you the story. And the story that started all of this is what I was mostly interested in. And I'm not sure if she had the nerve to kind of go back to where this story she was talking about started and readdress it. Because you can take her on a journey on what's happening right now, but I don't know how a story will change if you don't change the story.
Uh-huh.
She might be able to approach it and say, okay, I'm going to look at the story without judgment. But people, stories come together and make agreements.
Uh-huh.
That's how we get laws.
Uh-huh.
That's how we get modes of behavior. So I don't know what her story was, but I was trying to wave my hand in the air like I just don't care. But that's another story. Anyway, I'm enjoying the show. It's fascinating hearing you, the dynamic thing or energy that you have and the sharing. I appreciate it. I'm digging it. You dig what I'm saying?
I dig.
But
that's
all I had to say. I hope she's still there. Maybe she think about that.
Yes, she is. Thank you, my brother. I'm feeling that. Thank you for your contribution. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Jade. We are talking law of attraction. We're moving away the thoughts, the energy, the stories that are blocking you from experiencing total goodness right here, right now. You know, source energy that is moving through you, God, divine love, divine intelligence, whatever you call it. It's for your good. It's our true identity. That's why we want to be free. That's why we want to be peaceful. That's why we want to feel abundant. That's why we want to feel joyful. That's why we want harmonious relationship, because we know it is our divine birthright. And anything that stops us from experiencing that, we're like, get away from me. You're blocking my story. You're blocking my life. You're blocking my experience. But you know what? What you think and feel is blocking your experience is actually a gift, so that you can see that in spite of what's going on in the world, you are it. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and take another question. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And life is good and it's getting better. You know that?
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship. It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It is simply that, being the change you want to see. And sometimes you do need support of a life coach, of a minister, of a therapist, of a good friend, of a spiritual teacher, of a guru. But it's really about helping you move from where you are to where you want to be. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. And let's go to Celeste. How are you doing? Oh, let's try that again. There we go. Let's try that one more time. Why am I attracting that? Okay, Celeste, there you are. You're live.
Hello, family. I want to thank Nisi and my brother, Don Wolf, and of course you, Ade. It's a beautiful show, co-produced very well. Wink to Betty. Very well. So this is what I wanted to share around the law of attraction, a piece that I really had to work on. And it was about my brothers, all of them, actually. And when I say my brothers, I'm speaking specifically about men of African descent. I avoided them. I was always bracing myself for, what are you about to say out your mouth to me? And I noticed for a long time, I was attracting a lot of that. Now, I still get it, but I use it as a teachable moment. But there are also moments when I realize, or should I say, I walk into those moments differently now. Like, for instance, let me make it, you know, practical. If I'm walking and there's a group of brothers around, I don't do this anymore, which is what I usually would do, is get tight and tense and wonder what they were going to say. But now when I walk up on a group of brothers, I pray, I send them love, I send them blessings, and they open doors for me now. And I had one situation where I was walking with one of my brothers in D.C., and there were a group of brothers around, and I watched him tense up. And I had to tell my brother, hey, no, watch this. They don't come at me like that. And they moved away, opened the door, said good evening. And I'm just throwing that out because I knew, for me, I had to take at least some responsibility for what I was sending out. And I'm not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm at least willing to allow the love that I'm willing to see. And I just wanted to share that.
Thank you, thank you. And I'll challenge you one that little bit. You know I will. You said,
I want you to. Go for it.
You said, I'm willing to accept some responsibility of what I put out. No,
yeah.
Do not accept some. Accept all responsibility.
Oh, of course. That was a typo. That was a mental typo. Yeah, I meant all. And
okay,
you know
cool.
what? It needed to be said, too. So yes. I appreciate it. Oh, no, call me out on that, because I do mean all. I receive all.
Yes.
I eat from the tree of life.
I'm a transformational agent, so I'm going to call everybody on their stuff, because I want people
to
talk to your mind.
No, you're right. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Yes, indeed. It is about us being the change we want to see, shifting our energies to one of being fearful to one of being loving, to say, oh, they're not going to open the door to, I know somebody's going to open this door. And the universe can't help but respond to that thought, because you are one with the universe. You're one with source energy. You're one with God. So when you co-create with the most powerful force in the universe, love is going to respond. Love attraction is going to respond. That's what you're asking for. You just made an order. When you put the order out, sometimes it's happening on an emotional level, very subtle. Greg, we talked about where's the story, where did it start from? Sometimes we need to go deeper, especially if we've been dealing with something for a long time. But it's sometimes a quick fix. But if you really want to go down to the story, if you really want to just dig things up and release it and embrace it and love it, lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. I'd be more than happy to do that with you. Glenda, how are you doing tonight, today, to moment, to now? I don't know what's going on. Hey, Glenda. Hello? Glenda?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, it's not Glenda. It's somebody else.
No, it's someone else, yeah.
I know you were like, I'm not Glenda. I don't know why he's saying Glenda.
Yeah.
But
well,
anyway.
I am Glenda in a different dimension, I guess, right?
I hear that.
Yeah,
okay, what's your other name?
My other name is Lucia.
Lucia. See, I was close. It was the A at the end. I was close.
Yeah, okay. First of all, congratulations on the show. And, I guess I have two observations. I'm not sure if they're questions, even though everything is kind of a question.
Mm-hmm.
For the first caller that was talking about the negative person and how they see that person and how they make them feel. I know someone exactly like that. And our relationship started because she was kind of complaining, and I went in there and I said, everything's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Now, as soon as I said that, I was kind of like the receptacle of her emotional trash after that. Mm-hmm. Every time she would see me, immediately she would complain to me about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she would get into arguments with people that I knew, and I told her, listen, I can't choose sides when you argue and you fight with people that I know. I'm not going to do that. I'm not a referee.
Right.
And, I started to avoid this person, and then one day I said, I can't do that. I will see her, and I have to try to understand what is my lesson to learn through that situation, mm-hmm. because it was really difficult, She became like a thought of dread whenever I would think of her. It would hurt me emotionally and spiritually. Mm-hmm. Then one day I said, okay, put your face on her face. Whenever she started talking to me, I immediately made a mental picture of my face on hers with a little different mouth, which is her mouth. And I said, okay, so what am I saying to myself through that dimension, which is her? So then when she came at me, I just basically said, well, know that everything's going to be fine. I said, okay, this is a moment to speak to the deepest, weirdest, ugliest part of me that's talking to me through this person and changing it all around.
Mm-hmm.
And to a self-healing moment, like right there as she's talking, because it is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since I started doing that, just looking at myself through her and saying, you know, that part of me, I'm still going to be fine. Everything still is great. You know, you have the power to change things. And, you know, after that, she's kind of been very different. She doesn't come at me the same way because she knows that I'm going to kind of block the negativity and continue to try to, you know, raise that energy up. The whole thing kind of just changed.
You know, I love what you said when you say you superimpose your face on her face and you ask
yourself,
what would
really
you say
rough,
to yourself?
You know?
So
yeah.
And that point, instead of actually blocking the negativity, you embrace the negativity with love, because where there is love, there's no room for fear. You know, we got to understand that that our words are powerful. The words that we're speaking, the thoughts that we're thinking are very powerful. So when you chose to be different, instead of calling, oh, here she goes with that emotional trash, you said, no, I'm going to see her through the eyes of love. So when you made that decision, you decided to co-create and allow love to be expressed through you and through her. That is how you master. You know, instead of judging what's happening outside of you, you can actually step into it and say, you know what, I'm going to see differently. And when you can look at yourself on somebody else's body and love it back, you're doing something. So that's a very good tool.
Real.
Thank you, Lucia. Thank you so much for that contribution. And and hopefully you join us again tomorrow and the day after that, and you follow the show and you put it on Facebook and all the good things that we do here at Life Conversations Radio. Have a wonderful day, my
sister.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. We're getting ready to release the show. I just want to acknowledge all of you in the chat room, Awakening Heart, Betty Begis, Beseda, Doro, Elevate the Soul, Emilio, Glowing Good, Tanya, Silent Listeners, Kamau. And we got Mrs. Doug Rescuer, Notably Nisi, Ocean Diva, Joyful Timer, Joy, Glenda's in the house, Lucia's in the house, Nisi's in the house, and let's see, who else is in the house? Lori is in the house, Celeste's in the house, Don Wolf is in the house. Hey, my brother, this is Gregory. You dig? I dig. As we get ready to release the show, let me bring on my co-producer, Betty Pegues. How are you doing, my sister?
I am doing fantastic, and so I wanted to, you know, give my little spiel, and hopefully this will help someone and bring the law of attraction home a little bit more, a little bit better. And I'm going to use myself as an example. You know, everything in life, and I'm going to say frequency, because maybe that might even make it seem a little better, because we all vibrate on a frequency. And in fact, there is nothing in life that does not have a frequency. Nothing. Even the sign you look at, a car, everything has a frequency. And everything is attracted to us that's on the same frequency that we are. And we don't make that connection that we are attracting things that are on our frequency and for a reason. Now, not all things that you attract to you mean that you're a bad. It just means that there is a reason behind it. And I'm going to give you my example. I sent out to the law of attraction that I want to help people. Anybody who do what we do, have radio shows, and they're trying to inspire people, they have sent that intention out to the law of attraction that says, you know what, I want to inspire, I want to motivate, I want to help, I want to bring people back to themselves. Now, the frequency thereon will attract all things of like frequency to it. But sometimes the attraction comes in a way that we're not familiar with or unexpectedly. And I give you an example. I had a car accident recently, and that morning I send out my intentions. I send out my affirmations. I'm feeling good. I'm being pampered. By all means, I am on a great vibration. I'm on a great frequency. And I'm staying aware of everything that is happening to me. But yet, I'm in this three-car accident. And at the moment I got into the accident, I asked myself, whoa, what am I vibrating out to have had this attracted to me? Or is it me, or is it my sister who is sitting next to me? Maybe it's the two people in the car. The point is, by being aware of this, it sort of takes you down a couple of notches without being panicked or anything. And what happened was, I got out of the car and, you know, I decided I'm going to be who I am, and I was helping everybody else, but I realized that I am a person who helps people. And since I sent out to the law of attraction that I am that way, I was put in a situation where I was to help others, where I was to motivate and lift others. This is what my guide was trying to show me. A lot of times when we are confronted with that irritating person, sometimes if you are a caregiver, the law of attraction says we'll send people to you for you to care for. And so you might be thinking, wow, this person's getting on my nerve. But you have to ask yourself, for anybody who anybody that's sitting in front of you, you got to understand I'm on that frequency. Now I need to understand in which form I'm on that frequency. I have to understand what is this person reflecting back to me, particularly when you talk to your own spirit and you send things out. If you tell your spirit, you know, I need you to make me aware of things, you're not understanding that police car that just passed you, that you happen to notice, maybe you're on that frequency with that car. The car might be saying, hey, you need to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Or that ambulance that zoomed by and your friend didn't notice it. Well, your friend wasn't on that ambulance frequency, you was. And that's the law of attraction saying, you know what, maybe you need to watch your health a little more. So we need to understand the law of attraction works. It goes much more than this show can take us. But it's always working in our favor. It's always working for us. And we're using it 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, based on the frequency we're putting out and the wordage. So when you start saying, I don't think I can, or I hope I can, or I'm going to try to do my best, you're on a seesaw with the law of attraction. So, you know, I just want to tell people that words are extremely powerful. Are those words negating a negative? When a person comes complaining to you, did you complain to somebody else earlier that day? Did you complain to somebody else the day before about something? Because the frequency will always bring back to you what you have put out toward another or by yourself. So mm-hmm. when we get a negative, you have to ask yourself, what did I do? Did I do this 2 days ago to somebody else? When I called up and talked to my friend and said she's stupid, is this now being reflected back to me? Because yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the law. So I want to say, be careful of your wordage. Be careful what you're saying to people when you converse with them, because everything comes back to you, good or bad.
You
might not be aware of it, but it does. So I wanted to say that.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you so much for all you do behind the scene. I look forward to talking to you later. Peace and blessings. And yes, as Betty was just sharing, when you say yes, you're allowing the law of attraction to support you. When you say no, you're allowing law of attraction to support you, because what you push against, you're going to attract. What you embrace, you're going to attract. So you have a choice. How are you going to use your vibration? We are vibrational beings, and we're constantly sending that vibration out. But more importantly, if you want to transform your life, get enthusiastic about your life right now. Get enthusiastic. Get enthusiastic about the relationship in your life, the people in your life. And you know, enthusiasm comes from a Latin word, which means to be possessed by God. So when you're enthusiastic, you're in a trance. You're possessed by God. And anything you put under that, in that, around that, can't help but be good. We'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you join us. 347-426-3346 is the number. LifeConversationsRadio.com is the link. Is the easy way to bring you here. LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're on Facebook. There's a like page. Follow the show. Post it. Share it. Like it. Love it. Embrace it. Do what you will. We'll be taking more of your questions tomorrow and on Wednesday and Thursday. Thank you so much. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be still and be well.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.